company? Now, there are new people from the department. Last time when we met, we told that, you know, there are a lot of posts that were taken, but it does look like they started a point. We will therefore have an opportunity to introduce. In my language, they say, this is the task of the president. Now, without much ado, I will introduce myself and allow honorable members to do so, and allow the departmental officials also to introduce themselves, and thereafter we will engage. My name is D.A.G., and my surname is Tolo. I am representing Pumala in the National Council of Provinces. I'm chairing this committee that is a tractor on its own, education, science, and technology, sports, and other cultures. You can see that I'm a jack of all trades and master of none of all trades. And my other members are looking long with this guy. Hello, everybody.
Thank you.
Good.
Can you introduce me and honorable members? My name is Ms. Susan. I'm the acting deputy in the Department of Sports and Recreation. I would like to introduce my team this morning. On my far left is our new legal specialist, Mr. Mandasa. He's a lawyer by profession, but he's leading our legal department. And next to him is Mr. Krillion Bosho. He's also our legal advisor, legislative in the department. On my left is Ms. Lizanne Jock, who's our admin officer in the Indian Volunteer Profession. Thanks.
There's a man Tata is only coming from Boko. There's a man Tata I know who was my teacher at Zenta, who taught me to go to Luan. He said, okay, you're from Boko, my friend. You should serve me. Can you introduce yourself? Those are expected for our members to be from Boko. Before you do this, our secretary there is her mom. I mean, Martina. Martina, but not Calvin. Miss Martina. Martina Martin. You are there. With him? Without much ado, can we then go to the presentation on the National Sports and Recreation Amendment Bill? Oh, can we introduce yourself?
I'm Willa Mustigan, I'm a professor of
Deputy Chair, my name is Arnold Bates, I'm with the Parliamentary Council of the Group.
Thank you. You're all welcome. Now, without any waste of time, we'll allow the department to take us through this bill. And then thereafter, we'll entertain only questions of clarity. We cannot, because sometimes we have a tendency of wanting to engage with the substantive matter of the bill in the initial briefing. That is not the intention today. The intention is not to get a briefing, and group members will ask questions of clarity and nothing more. We're not looking at the merit or the merit of the bill today. That's what I'm trying to say. Only questions of clarity. That's all I'm trying to say. Pardon me.
Thank you, Chairperson and honorable members. We, as a department, want to thank you members for allowing us this opportunity to come and present the bill to you. Mr. Mandasa will take us through the introduction on the bill, and then Krillion Bosho will take us through the presentation. Thank you.
Honorable Chairman, honorable other members of the committee, thank you very much for this immediate available opportunity for us to come and actually present this bill to you. I hope you will buy the deal, as you see. I'm not going to be too long. I'm going to allow Krillion to proceed with the presentation itself, save only to indicate by the few things that I'd like to see in relation to the deal. Firstly, I am aware that there's been a lot of rumor going around that this deal could, at the very least, be said to be unconstitutional or non-compliant with international standards. Let me assure you this statement that after we heard about those rumors, we had to reconsider and see as to whether pain, I'm very itchy. And as I was preaching to him in the morning, both of us complained that we are very itchy. After a research, we found that this pain actually also seeks to achieve the true very purpose and spirit of our Constitution Act. And also, to a greater extent, also achieve, you know, in terms of international standards, what countries should do. I'm very confident that I speak to you now that in the event of any unlikely legal challenge to the bill itself, we will be very, very able to stand and indicate why it is necessary. I would like to emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, that this bill, the first bill of its own kind, geared towards both transformation in the country. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to take more of your time. I hope, as we see it as a department, you will also see that this deal will actually take us where we always have wanted to go. Without any ado, I would like to hand over to Peter, who will do the actual presentation. But maybe before that, let me apologize that unfortunately all lawyers are technologically challenged. So we prepared some slides. We wanted to be like some of you. Unfortunately, the technology has challenged us. But because we believe in hardcore practice, we have prepared presentations in hardcore paper, which we hope everyone has. If anyone doesn't have, you may please show and we will deliver it to you.
All lawyers are technologically challenged. Some are more challenged than others.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, Honorable Members, for giving this opportunity to present another board in this Honorable Committee. This board is intended to amend the National Sport and Recreation Act 1998 to align its contents with the new government structure of Sport in South Africa. It therefore provides for the deletion of the old former South African Sports Commission, the National Olympic Committee of South Africa, NOSFA, and other structures that have been closed down. And recognizes that the Sports Confederation is the only non-governmental mechanism structure of sports in South Africa insofar as high performance sports. Now, just to quickly just dwell on the fact that we have amended the amendment in the bill previously was referred to the SASCOC, the South African Sports Confederation and Olympic Committee. But the situation where in the new sports structure, okay, for South Africa, you don't have to amend SASCOC by substituting it again, because you have the definition of sports confederation, which is inclusive of SASCOC, which has been actually created by the function of SASCOC. So just for the sake of that, which is a description, that's why you will see that you use the sports confederation. To go on, the bill also, Chairperson, Honorable Members, confers certain responsibilities that used to resort under NOSFA on the sports confederation. One of the most important shortcomings in the governance of sports is that the fact that the Minister of Sport and Recreation and the responsibility for sport and recreation must well be not be in your policy. Minister of Sport and Recreation has been on the good road of sport after the race. Chairperson, Honorable Members, this vote is for suit to be read. The vote further on Chairperson's Chairperson is the Minister of the Power. He said it is due to me, any dispute, which was management, or any other related matter in sort of information, that is why he needs to submit a sort of information activity in this system. So you can be clearly that this is a constitutional intervention. It's not a everyday intervention. It must be of such an experienced nature that it proves to the national ethos, the countries that face four communities, is for the sake of the sport itself, given the fact that such a serious information that is the sport is the greatest of the field. Then when you go to the university, you will not be intervening in a trivial matter. Then the minister then, when he is actually intervening in the sector, must make a few options. He must make a person issue a directive in this regard, or he can refer the matter to a mediator, which is an independent person, to mediate it and resolve this dispute. Then also, the minister, in terms of this particular role, and generally, he can also issue guidelines for policies to promote equity. Now, Chairperson, now I'm going to do the very gritty of my presentation because I think this is what you at the committee like to see. I see that after 10 years of public meetings from around the country, for 30 years of public meetings, I'm not how to take it, so I'll do it myself. Northern Cape, Northwest, and Hong Kong. Now, after 10 years, we need something to do. We set up the consideration and we could come to a policy in the ball. Firstly, a similar intervention board should be considered for the industry that the delivery is needed for the ministry's salary in this regard. In other words, get a board actually expected. The fact that the government is using the rifles then we have now concluded we will have consultation with the EPA to accommodate the consultation. In the moment, the label of Section 35A, we come to that. Furthermore, actually, during this hearing, there's another proposal that the penalty clause in Section 8.4 of the Certain National Declaration misuse certain misuse funds that they receive from government, and also where they close their support of immigration and take it from the program. How you take it for the own weight? As you will see later on, we can actually pretty detailed at the end of the poll. Yes, we've captured that, and we'll come to that in the presentation. There is also another group of representation one that the board can also provide the National Federation of the Public Sport and Recreation at the other level. And we also now also address the particular concern by improving the company competition in the PPP. The international federations must also, in terms of the whole new framework of such clubs, that will receive funds, firstly by a government grant to them, and the total amount of funds that they will utilize for club development in respect of the grant, and then the city take that, also that these specific clubs that will receive funding via the national federations own the resources, as well as from other resources. So I'm going to now fund commentary, the presentation was actually in the province, was that the human development must be covered by the international rules of the human Section 9 of the Constitution Act says that you may not discriminate based on your sex, gender, etc. Then also, another presentation was that Section 2 of the Constitution, not that it was provided, you inserted a female. You did indicate that the department will be responsible for all sorts of issues placed by the Constitution. Now, unfortunately, we report this is actually super fluid. Is that Constitution Act already mandates how departments in the public roles or therefore you actually assume these roles because in the vote itself you find that the evidence is source consideration. It has a role playing for high performance sports. So, in other words, I'm putting it like that. Medium performance sport or low performance sport, that is a responsibility of the manufacturer, the partner. While high performance sport comes from home, there is a responsibility of the resource of the person. This will also be in terms of the technical opportunity to the partner. Another representation which we received during the provincial public hearing was the Constitution of National Federation must be scrutinized on a regular basis to ensure it conforms to the Constitution Act of the Federation. And we should have to insert in the current Constitution and then insert in the key of the Federation. Then also, we'll see the next representation is the first whereby it says the minister must have an option to issue by that. It should be an imperative necessity. In other words, it is now substituted the may or must, and therefore, please forget that. Then we will move on to the next presentation, which is very much section 10. These guidelines should not conform to the international standards. As we have in this situation in Africa, it used to be that whenever the minister issues new guidelines, it should conform to the international standards, whatever that might be, to the US government. So after the listening to the and also seen and believed that we have to believe in the country. We now believe that the military combination was proposed that the minister must be able to intervene as well as to interfere at any time in ground to be because, having come and ask you to be secure. The way to be safe and you know, you need to be conditional. You cannot be just, you know, random. I'm going to very much to you to walk out and study your life. The government and the people of Guayana will also be encouraged if you actually, you know, thank you very much at this stage. So far as the first part of my presentation is concerned, maybe just propose to check out some messages and discuss what I think really can be said in the action that we still have to do with, you know, the economy of the students.
Hello, members. We want to engage with you, then we'll go to the team set. Well, for this. Time was talking about helping others. This guy must now talk about the people. Well, I think that's on the right side. Sorry?
Thank you, Chair. Now, Chair, I wanted to ask a question, but it's certainly we don't have the state law advisors here. Make sure that one month is getting a view from them, and that's not from the department. But we as it may, let me raise it. The amendment on 13.3.8 refers to after consultation of the respective case. Now, I don't have any problem with the proposed amendment, which has been back for policy. But the question that I'm asking myself is, will this not have a direct impact on the state of the bill itself? I'm not a legal guru, but perhaps we can deal with this in our next meeting, so that we can get the people of the advice to the question of the answer.
Is there any other questions of clarity that you want to speak? Or would you like to add more to that?
Thank you.
And also to other questions? Just one small thing. You are saying, for instance, there, I think, on, I don't know what, these are not, you know, the things that Era un discurso di questo tipo, lo dire, ma se c'è due nazioni, per fare delle cose, ma è il tipo di fare delle federazioni di due bandi, la come from town, c'è il problema, ma cosa fa? Se mi rompi il capire, ma che mi sei in capire, only when the funds come from government, if for instance the federation, the Jews are of course the first, or sponsor as a part, well, I would say the government must actually be the main part of the city, but what also the city, this is the first statement.
Thank you, Shepherd. I'm not supposed to sorry, I would not really just apologize on behalf of the state or fiber. Unfortunately, stepping in another meeting, but she said she will join us a little bit later on. So you can just bear with that. But for the queries being raised, first one, the consultation process impacting on the SOFA and the Northwest. I must say, I'm not really sure what the motivation is because, you know, I actually thought that we went around the wrong when eventually we got to rest the case, we learned that that was the last, you know, the last consultation. I'm not sure whether it was due to the program or the further committee that they couldn't actually, you know, recall the property at the time. Also
Chairperson, whether it is would it be in the interest of just the whole community, is it only a curative measure where government funding is used, or is it also a curative measure where the federation only funding is used, and if they say that they're going to develop just on the development program? And also likewise, in the day, we can see money from the capital, just like an example. Ah, that's called the government program. And the private use of the then the law is actually saying that the people that measure the government are the same. But the minister, he applies, in other words, the government funding as well as the other funding that they use, as well as the own funds that they generate. If they do what you do with regard to careful funding or with regard to the only funding, so they withdraw any government money that we normally then the first period of implementation will also be able to promulgate a publication to the government saying that I have failed to recognize the common source generation. Once you publish that policy, you can then extend it. He doesn't say that it's an act of the vote, but he can then extend it to the international situation of that international situation on the continent. So, look, our act, I have actually published the following legislation in the government list. He gave me my response, and just for
yeah. I think this is more of a follow-up to the question for myself. Are we saying the word mismanagement means is there any corrupt activities taking place? And does it also perhaps include whereby the bottom of an example is talking to the sponsor, and they perhaps give this money certain conditions to say that X percentage of these funds must be utilized for capacitability or to improve facilities and so on, and if they don't do it then it is a waste. Does that also mean mismanagement? I just want to verify my mind on this. I don't know if you would do this or not.
Thank you for your answer. This is one question of zero mission. I agree with that. Okay. Europe needn't mean also among other things that our federation is not the government fund. You know, but what other implications that that has? Can such a federation continue on its own without being recognized and then feel good things that are unbecoming, you know? What should it be?
Thank you.
Without being
here, we must use the recognition of assure me that I get it to use the what does that cover there? As well as scholarship, the use of scholarship. The Chairperson also with regard to your query with regard to
I'm just saying that let's have a situation for instance where a federation will come to be in the right federation. It's actually in the past then you decide that you are going to de-organize that government. You're now de-organizing, which means you're not funding anymore that government. And you write to the international body that just end there. If there are no other, but other institutions can that policy continue? I mean, on its own, on the basis of all that. The doctors never maybe in the third type of a situation, even if you don't come in fund, they can still go continue.
Line that divides between intervene and intervene. And in order for us to proceed to uphold the spirit and purpose of our constitution that guarantees the right to freedom of speech in the country, we did not see us possibly doing something more than a constitution. Thank you.
I just want to add that there was a question on the aspect of the current federation regarding the bill. We'll always be asked in many issues. Take for an example the funding body that we have in the department that we need to fund teams that are transformed. And more often, they will bring teams that are not transformed, wanting the department to actually fund those teams. Recently, we received an application from school sports participation in Germany. They brought all white teams for the department to fund. But we refused. We said, no, we cannot fund teams like this. We need to transform this team to be able for the department to fund them. And we referred them to the funding policy of the department.
Thank you very much. Can we go on to give your announcement through the minister?
Thank you, Chair. First of all, due to a couple of resolutions, division of funds, amendment of funds, and the insertion of other resolutions. What's important here is to remember that the Sports Commission is not no longer there. Therefore, we have two main role players in terms of this you have sports recreation on the one hand, and then you have the sports configuration on the other hand. The important thing is that the sports recreation in Africa as well as the sports configuration. Then, Jefferson, we have to assume a particular role. Clause 2 provides for the definition with sports commission outside, and then it recognizes sports configuration for only a number of national programs. Configuration, an element of high performance. Of the rule 3, section 3 of the principle, is that they are governing for the agreement with other countries, but in the other part of the other part, also develop a program and guidelines on it, and then submit the report to the annually to the department of finance and also to the college. And there's a minister in terms of the minister of finance, the National Federation of Players in the in terms of timing, what is your recommendation for the planning of the process of the finance? What's the name of the program? Well, but can you refer to just to say, do you need applicable legislation to be administered by the Department of Finance? Meaning that, you know, in terms of this particular piece of legislation itself, what the issue is with the chamber? That in terms of this particular provision of the finance, is that even for finance, we can actually allow for a consideration certain benefits. So in this way, this will actually seek to raise the equity between the Minister of Finance and the Check us some other national federations also require certain requirements. Oh,
So
the figures, all of you who have been listening attention once again. Tell us questions of Darcy. Do this.
Thank you, Chairperson. My Chairperson has taken a look at the financial indicators for the state of the state, but now, in the case of the dispute, that the minister has appointed as a mediator to deal with that issue, make the board that has cost indicators for the state.
Any further issues? And so fine. I just want to find out if there is no such thing as here for instance. When you say on the side, the company after consultation with or after consideration of the proposal made by blah blah blah. Is that not the same? Is that not the different after consultation? Well, you said there is a military after consultation with or after consideration of proposal. I just want to find out if and there is this thing also that you talked about here. This whole question of if or not the pilot but wants to bring in a decision of help, you know? Well, if you want to bring in somebody from any country, you say here that the minister needs to be informed and they have proved to the minister that there's no other player in the country who will perform the same duty.
I feel
that
it's a very good thing.
What does it mean, say? Though there may be other players that is. Or you said also from other things that who will put the potential of doing the same duty. I don't know how to phrase your question, but it's not too restrictive. What's the situation? I know that, I mean, I agree that you must inform the reason of the fear that you need and talk about the tennis and everything also. But to say that you must make sure that there is no other player who can do the same job, when there's a big pool of players in South Africa, and you may want to say that to one thing. There is someone else in the country, but because of one little, you know, kind of element, you think that one is better. Maybe that one is younger than the one who's in the country here, but you think it's the same job. You know that kind of thing. If I could just be clarified there. So, this is the reason why I want to be clarified, I think it's going to be something about the thing. Now, consultation,
I
Padalus, ex
but not the state has a definite over a certain data. It's the one thing actually wants to control it in the project. Once the state wants to actually extend its hand, because I would have thought that it gives it maximum fidelity in the right. But once it wants to work with the project in the right, it writes the concurrent function. Then it means you have got to essentially also both, maybe the same thing as the same. You see, that's how I think my next problem. I would have thought that we did it here with natural selection, and that we continue and everything at that level, not at the top level in Pumala, as I said, that top in Pumala, that was a problem with Safa, for instance, the minister also, we intervene in that, for example, the minister, the emissions, and we intervene in that. So for me, I don't understand that. The other thing I think is also about the question I have here. We are going to have lots of legal disputes on this matter. If, for instance, she wants to bring in children, other coaches in the house don't work as dogs and say, no, we have to take it to court. We are here. All of us can do the job. But why do you want to bring children? Because then, with she, here the person, they can do the job they are coaching. That will be a legal dispute. We are just thinking about things, but
you're a good person, a fool, come play for your club. Then, at a later stage, you will collect from the fool that specific person and you will represent your club. So, we're saying that there's a difference between the selection of a team, because it will not be for us, we can now wait for you, but a group, it's like a
a pool of players. Now the minister will not tell you that football is not football. Even at national level, for instance, rugby. The minister will not say, select person, not select person. not the other. But when you recruit a person, you are bringing that person to your own team. You are bringing a person to your team. And when you bring that person to your team, it is saying here that you must, the minister must be satisfied that there's no other person that you can bring to the team inside the country other than that one. You, for instance, a coach or whatever. If you want to bring a coach to your team, become a member of your team, you must be assured that there is no other person in the country who may perform the team. I am free. You may have a coach that is satisfied. Yes.
I want to try and make life a bit easier for Christian Bonham. Can we sort of apply his mind to this particular matter? We're going to have a next meeting. You can only clarify here and now. Apply his mind to this particular matter. In our next meeting, to get clarification on it. And let us also make sure that we have spiritual advisors and everybody else here. That what we want to try and achieve here is avoid unnecessary problems in the future. So, whatever you find is quite relevant. Thank you very much.
You don't know that you have a new way for today that you consult there in the department and in other sectors, but you will still have to do something on that in the country.
Thank you,
Mr. Chair.
I think that is a wise proposal. Of course, we're having that to have further discussion. But what I can do to say is that I think the effects of this particular condition if it dovetails with your guidelines, you will see in this provision, National Federation will make sure that the group conforms to the guidelines. So what we're trying to do is just to seek the report to the guidelines. So the group is right. Whatever the guideline is, but the guideline will have impact on the transformation of the community. Meaning that if you, as a soccer body, now get the guy from the car, if you identify him, you know, surely that's one cure. Then the military on the other hand, this is just to say in circumstances, the military will not now each and every time, you know, like the red light going on saying that, yeah, you know, I've got this other talent, but you want to see that the development takes place. And that is in South Africa, utilizing our own talent. So it's like a measuring, balancing, you know, type of situation.
I'm not sure that I'm thinking about. I mean, and I agree with you, you start to go to the commercial level, every coaching academy, and they have a school of athletes in boxing, and once that school has been, then you start to carry the position of the you know, that would, I would see it immediately, unless it's really the whole way to the team, but I would the country might accept it for that.
I think the team itself addresses itself to that concept. In terms of things that the department itself is responsible for lower education performance and should only adapt the federation to high performance sports. I'm not sure whether it responds to your question. It is still the responsibility of the department for lower and medium performance sports.
I don't have a concern, but even when you're going to look at the home team at the end, you must also not forget to do the home part of the home. Anyone want to say something on the topic of the and of course, this is an initial date. The initial engagement. There will be better engagement on the season on the season. It doesn't look like there's any person who wants to say something. May I come to you? May I take this opportunity to thank the acting DG and the head and sorry. For the study work they've done this morning, I think we now know where we're going to be making the team. And as a co-student a flyer of my institute, we will decide whether we want to hold part of the series or not. And we'll be informed that way. For now, thank you very much. Fly well. And remember from the committee of the menu of the other items for attention. I just confirmed this with Tidion. He said the government can pass it during the course of the year. Am I missing something in the menu? The government can pass it during the course of the year.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
In terms of Parliament, we normally give deadlines to vote. As long as we give them deadlines, the Parliament is going to be. Thank you very much.
That is an internal matter. We deal with that amongst ourselves. Yeah, I think we agree with you that it's an official. Thank you very much once again. All members of the second item on our agenda are made. And I hear that the secretary just came in that there is lunch. You are invited for lunch. Where? In the lounge, now speaking what time? Perfect. Very good. Very happy to enjoy lunch.
Thank you. I'm going to speak to someone to help me. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.